12 tonight. I better jump in here if I want to preach this evening. I appreciate the Lord, don't you? If you're glad you come to church tonight, say amen. Enjoy the good singing and testifying, say amen. Don't let this scare you, friend. What's going on here tonight used to happen in nearly every Baptist church 100 years ago. But they got a little too high and mighty. They let religion creep in. Boy, I'm glad tonight we can serve Him. Brother Ryan said we can have just all of Him that we want. You know what he said? He said, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. You're just as close as you want to be tonight. Aren't you glad when we draw nigh to Him, He don't kick us away? He said, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh unto you. And I thank God for that tonight. Isaiah 12, verses number 1. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though Thou wast angry with me, Thine anger is turned away, and Thou comfortest me. Here's the text verse this evening. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. So we thank you now for this time together. Thank you for the good spirit in the house of God tonight. Lord, I thank you for the good liberty that we have to sing and worship you. God, I pray now that you'd help me in the preaching of the Word of God tonight. Lord, I pray that you'd let me be a blessing. Thank you for what you've done for me in my heart this morning. God, these missionary families here tonight, I pray you'd give them traveling safety. Lord, you would help them. But, oh God, I pray for all of our mission families around this world tonight. Thank you for these good people that's turned out. Help us now. We'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody said teaching is telling it, but preaching is yelling it. I want to be found preaching till it comes. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Notice in verse number 2, behold, God is my salvation. I want to preach on this simple topic this evening on God is. I'm glad, first of all, God is able to save. Where would we be without a Savior? I could park here a long time tonight. No doubt I realize that we are limited by the span of time, but aren't you glad we go into a world where there'll be no more time? Where will we be without a Savior? Tonight, if you've never been saved, I want to tell you you're missing the greatest thing on this side of heaven. I want to remind you that you can't get into His world unless you get saved in this world. And the only way that you're going to get to heaven is one way. It's not many options. It's one way, and that is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. You can be the most religious person in the church, die and go to hell in your sins. Many have. But I'm glad that He loves old sinners. And it'd do you good to recollect the time that He saved you. Put the Holy Ghost in you and put His stamp of seal upon you. Well, I'm glad He's able to save tonight. In Luke 19, the Bible said verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Behold, there's a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he is rich. And I like this. He sought to see Jesus, who He was. And any time you want to find out who He is, He'll let you know. And the Bible says he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Boy, that would do any sinner good tonight. To make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The Bible said, and look, and he made haste. He said, preacher, how'd he get saved? He listened to the instructions. And he made haste. And look what he done. And came down and received him joyfully. I'll remind you this. Jesus died for all. And as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. This is one of the greatest text verse in the whole Bible that I want you to realize where it is and why it is. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter number 2. Boy, it's a good verse to live by. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Did I tell you He's able to save? Some of you got children. Don't sell Him out short. He's not done yet. He's still in the saving bit. Some of you got husbands, never been saved. Don't give up on the God of this Bible. The gospel still works. Some of you got wives, never been saved. Don't give up on the Lord. The gospel still works. He says, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. He said, who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth? For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom, watch this, for all. Some men, they call themselves hyper-Calvinists. They don't believe that Christ died for all. They ought to get out of the preaching business. My Bible said he died for all. Thank God he paid a rent. If you die and go to hell tonight, you'll go even though he's paid the price for you. Thank the Lord he's paid a ransom for all. All can go, but they all must come by the way of the old rugged cross. Now he's able to save. Hebrews 7:25. Preacher, how and who does he save? Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he's able also to save those unto the uttermost that come unto God by him. Sin ought to run tonight. You ought to get up and lap the building. Sin, he ever liveth to make intercession for them. I tell you why we're saved for eternity. Because we got a great high priest on the right hand of God assuring me and you of my salvation. And oh, I'm glad he's able to save. Secondly, I'm glad he's able to secure. In 2 Timothy chapter number 1, aren't you glad we got a God that can be trusted when we come to him? Somebody said, does God save forever? Oh, he saves longer than that. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 12. For the which cause, Paul said, I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. And I want to say tonight, as your preacher, I'm not ashamed of what Jesus has done for me and what Jesus has done to me. You know, I don't know if any of you remember this, but this red-headed fella preached here about 15 years ago. 12 years ago, Brother Stacy Lane, I'll never forget what he said. He was a red-headed carrot-top boy. Be like my little grandboy. Everybody wanted to pick on him. And he said, everybody would call me names. And he said, I stood up to an old bully in class. He ran back, punched me right in the nose. And he said all that to say that you'll forget about those that do something for you. But he said, you'll never forget somebody that does something to you. I'm glad God come by and done something to me one day. Not only for me, but done something to me. He saved me. And I wouldn't get excited about it if I was you, because you might not be a Baptist if you wasn't get excited. Boy, I tell you what, you'll get excited about the ball game, but you done forgot about what He's done for you. And can I tell you, He said, if you won't praise Him, even the rocks will cry out and praise His. And honey, let me tell you, I done gone too far to turn back in this praising now. Hey, hey, I ain't letting a rock cry out in my spot tonight. I know where I was, but thank God, one day He come to where I was and saved me by His amazing grace. Oh, I sure am glad tonight He can save us to the uttermost. But I sure am glad He's able to secure. He says, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I believe. And I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that glorious day. I want to remind you in the book of Ephesians this evening, in chapter number 2, instead of you get to thinking that you've done something. But Ephesians chapter 2, Paul was clarifying this thing, how good God is. He said in Ephesians 2, verse number 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The greatest gift you've ever received. Why, some of you would get more happy and more joyful tonight if somebody gave you a new car. But let me tell you, if He gave you this thing of salvation, oh, we ought to be so grateful. Do y'all remember when the 10 beggars got saved? And I don't know why anybody's taught y'all that being a Baptist, you got to be quiet about it. Because we're not shouting about being a Baptist, we're shouting about being a child of God. We are Baptists by doctrine and by statement tonight, by what this Bible teaches us. But let me tell you, honey, Jesus got me for the Baptist guy. I won't say it. That felt so good, I won't say it again. Jesus got me for the Baptist got me. Now I'm going to praise Him, and I thank God that I've given unto Him, He's able to keep it. I'm going to tell you, if you can work your way in, you can work your way out. We've all had enough wicked thoughts in us today to get us unsaved. But aren't you glad by the keeping power of God and the seal that He's put upon us by the Holy Ghost? Therefore, we're forever saved in heaven. Boy, it feels good to be saved. Knowing that your sins is gone, thank God they go out of here. Thank God they're gone. Boy, I'm glad they're not on my account. See, I had a long list of sins. Walked in the courtroom. God said, you're guilty. Jesus stood up and said, I'll be your lawyer. You sure that you want me to take your case? Oh, please take it because nobody else can help it. I'm glad Jesus grabbed a hold of me. And I grabbed a hold of Him. He said, I declare unto you justified by what I've done at Calvary's cross. Because you put your faith in me, now you can go free. Thank God He's still a saving old sinner. Listen to me, young person. You may be here tonight and never been saved. Jesus will save you. Boy, it'd be a blessing you get saved young and you not go down an old, bad, hard road like I did. It'd be a blessing you to get saved young, filled with the Holy Ghost. Sold out to God, carrying a King James Bible in the high school. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Your mom and daddy wouldn't have to worry about was you in a car turned upside down, stoned out of your mind, didn't know where you were. Wouldn't it be a blessing if God had saved you young and filled you with the Holy Ghost and let you preach His Word in a lost and a dying world? There's room for you at the cross tonight. Boy, I'm glad God is able. He's able to save. He's able to secure. I'm glad that I've given unto Him nothing I've done. But for grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Boy, wherefore remember that ye being in the time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the Jews, that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. I'm glad He's able to save. I'm glad He's able to secure. Thirdly tonight, I'm glad He's able to supply. How many times has the devil told you that your time's up? It ain't going to work out. Well, the devil can paint a pretty picture, can't he? And it's amazing to me something about the devil, and I won't give him too much credit. But I want to tell you this. He's one of the best artists and the best liars I've ever met. Amen? He's got to be Baptist. Baptist devil. You see, he'll paint a pretty picture to you. Man, he'll tell you things that's so bad they can't never get better but God. Boy, he'd have you throw the towel in and say, there's no hope. He'd love to get you to quit and so defeated that you'd quit. But wouldn't it be a blessing that you'd get tired of being defeated tonight? Reach down and pull up your bootstraps and say, by God's amazing grace, I'm going to trust Him to see me through this battle. Let me tell you, friend, anybody can quit tonight, but I'm glad I'm on the winning side. Oh, He can supply all of our needs. One of the greatest psalms ever been written. We can quote it by heart, most of us. Psalms chapter number 23. I'm glad our God can supply. The Lord is my shepherd. Glad He's a personal shepherd tonight. He said, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they shall comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's able to supply. Don't listen to lies of the devil. He's not brought you this far to let you down tonight. In Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 6 of Philippians 4, verse number 6, here Paul's writing and he says this, closing down in his ministry, be careful or worried for nothing. Boy, that helped the majority of us tonight. Be careful or worried for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, and let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We see in Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God, not might. Might's on a chicken. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. I like what the old preacher said. Yes, yes. God owns all the cattle on the hill. And He owns every tater under the hill. And let me tell you something. My God. You ought to say that to you tonight. My God shall. My God shall. Turn to somebody tonight and say, my God shall. My God shall supply all your need. All your need. And I'm going to insert something right there, and even some of you won't. According to His riches and glory. Boy, God's, has God been good to anybody? Has God been good? Has God been good to anybody? Or tell these missionary families tonight, as you leave to go out on the field, the devil's done got up on your shoulder, up on the cover of your bed, and whispered to you. You remember this verse? Oh, but my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory. Aren't you glad that our economy ain't running His economy? I just want to brag on God a minute. Isn't this amazing? It'd be okay to brag on God just a minute. How many of you has ever doubted God? And we just worried about nothing. I know things that are attached to us and we wonder and worry about losing them. Let me tell you something. There's things that God's taken out of my life that hurt, that needed to leave. But boy, I'd rather have Him than anything. It ain't what you got, it's who you know. I'm convinced in that. You take a man sitting on the seat that can make a decision, and I guarantee you this, if he purposes in his heart to help you because he likes you, there can be a man bring any manner of money, and the money will let him down. But just because you know who he is, he'll do something for you. I'm glad tonight our God can't be bought. I'm glad He loves His children. Man, He loves it. You know, it dawned on me. I done been pastor a long time before it just really dawned on me. Ken, He loves you more than you love yourself. Why are you worried about the ends of meeting? If you apply yourself, He said He shall. He said if we get sorry and lazy, we'll starve. Amen. But He said if we apply ourselves, He will. If you're working for Him, He's the best boss in town tonight. Boy, it ain't what you got, it's who you know. Glad He knows me. The Lord is my shepherd. When you walk out of this place tonight, He sees in every vehicle you climb in, every mile you go, who's been with you and watched about you. Nothing takes Him by surprise. Isn't that amazing, not only how good God is, but how big God is? You got any idea just in this little handful of people tonight how busy it would take 50 of us just trying to keep everything moving in the right direction for everybody? But yet God ain't even got to look our way and done got everything covered. Oh, He's a big God tonight. Our God is. He is able to save. Aren't you glad He loves sinners? Liberty Baptist Church, I wish we'd fall in love with Jesus again. That we'd get a burden for sinners lost and dying, going to hell without His Son. You know, we forgot about hell's real. It's become so much in our vernacular every day in our society. Let me tell you, God's not changed on the subject of hell tonight. People die and go to hell. They never get out of that place till the judgment day and they're cast in the lake of fire. It's a bad place to be this evening. We've all got loved ones. I've got an uncle I've really been praying for, asking God to bring salvation to his house. I got nephews I've really been praying hard for, trying to ask God to reach them. Tonight, we better not forget redeeming the time. Oh, it's short tonight. Jesus is coming. God is. He's able to save. He's able to supply. He's able to secure. Psalms 20, verse number 1, He's able to strengthen. Oh, I sure am glad that He is a God of strength this evening. Never think that you won't get weak because you will, but aren't you glad we've got a God that can strengthen us? Psalms 20, if Miss Sherry be making her way to this panel tonight, I'd be grateful. Psalms 20, verse number 1, The Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of God of Jacob. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. How many times have you come in here weak, sickly, didn't know what you'd do, but you was able to come to the house of God, and He would strengthen you out of Zion. By the encouragement of others praying, boy, just seeing others, hearing the Word of God, the old story sung and preached. I'm glad He's able to strengthen tonight. But lastly, in Psalms 46, if you turn over to the right of your Bible, I sure am glad He's able to sustain. God is our refuge. Let me tell you, the White House is not the hope for this country. God is. Let me ask you this. If he didn't think you wouldn't need him, if he didn't think that you didn't need to run to him, why did he put this verse in there? When you're at the end of your rope, why aren't you doing what this book says? God is our refuge and strength. Look what he says. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear through the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There's the river. And the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her. That right early. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. Verse 10, be still, know I'm God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob, our refuge. Whatever you may need tonight, our sister plays, this altar is open. You may be here and you've never been saved. Boy, it'd be a good night to come to Jesus.